This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, a servant apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is Jesus Christ died for our sins. He is buried. He rose again the third day according to Scripture. That is the gospel. Well, we've been for several weeks teaching from Hebrews chapter 6, the six principles of the doctrine of Christ. Church was established back in Rhode Island as a sixth principle church, and I think it was the 1700s. It was registered as a sixth principle church, and some of David Gaspright and my ancestors were involved in establishing that church. Later, it was called a Baptist church. It never was a Baptist church. Never was. Established as a sixth principle, doctrine of Christ. And as things evolved, that Baptist spirit took hold of it and called it a Baptist church. And today they even say that the first Baptist church that was built in Providence, Rhode Island. It's a Baptist spirit, but those Rhode Island churches were not Baptist churches when they were built. Oh, are we having fun? Confrontational, I am. Would you read Hebrews 6, 1 and whatever?
1 and 2. Chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment.
We've been talking about repentance of dead works and faith toward God, and the gospel. And we've got this all on the website. You can go to it, listen to it, watch it, whatever David Gaspright will allow you to do. He's a director. But we kind of moved on from repentance from dead works and from repent and believe the gospel to the gospel and to faith toward God. The last few days, 10 days, there's really been a war, a major war that I've been battling. But I've been at it for 40 years, so it's not new. But I guess it was a week ago this past Thursday. Right. I was praying with four women, and the power of God was strong, and there was much resistance. And when the Spirit of God directs me to speak the name of Jesus, get ready. The mountains are going to go. No matter what it is, it's going to go. And I began speaking earnestly the name of Jesus. And I watched Jesus heal four daughters of Zion. I watched some more healing than others, but I knew it was God. By by early that evening, by the time I got here, I was sick. Really sick. And I'm not going to go through it. It's not worth it. But I had from Thursday until a quarter after 12 Wednesday morning, really in agony and pain, sickness. And about a quarter after 12 on Wednesday morning, I broke through. Things began to recover. And then this weekend, Anthony and Misty came, and Catherine Currier, and Kathy Bye, and Kathy D, and myself, and David met. Well, one night without David, the second night with David, and praying. And last night we were at my house, and we had dinner, and then we started praying. And as I prayed, I was reminded of an incident back in the 60s, where I was called by a very wealthy cattleman up in Oklahoma. Actually, he lived in Oklahoma City. He was a very wealthy man and had a large trucking firm. And he had a beautiful ranch on the Canadian, one of the Canadian river bottoms. And he had Angus cattle. I was really not that, well, actually, I didn't like to work on cattle. I liked horses. But sometimes my reputation exceeded my ability. And people would call me because of my past experience with some rather nice, some large herds of cattle in North Texas. And they had people that worked on their ranches and they moved around. And one of them ended up in Newcastle, Oklahoma, on this ranch, and he told him about some things that he had observed me doing. And one day, I received a phone call from the manager. Actually, I received a phone call from this guy, and he said they want you to come to Oklahoma and do some surgery on some cows. Had a little piece of surgery that I was taught by a good friend from Missouri. And they were not familiar with it. I said, I don't want to come up there. I'm too busy. It goes on for a couple weeks. I said, I don't want to. One morning I received a phone call from the manager. He was had a master's degree at the University of Kentucky. And he said, do you know who owns this place? I said, no, I really don't. I said something else, but I won't respond to that now. And he said, look, man, we're in trouble. I said, actually, I'd already told them what was wrong with their cattle. But I told them on the phone. I said, I can tell you what's going on. They wouldn't believe me. We But really what they wanted to do was see me do that little piece of surgery. It took me about 10 minutes at the most. It's a simple thing. And but anyway, I said, all right, tomorrow morning I'll load my car and I'll be there, I think it's 6. I got there and said, where's the coffee? Coffee, yeah. And get me all of your beating records. They were not ready for this arrogant vet. And just like the church was, I didn't intend to be as straight as I am. I wanted to get by this, Lord. But I studied their beating records while I was drinking a cup of coffee. You see, that's all it took. That's all it took me. I already knew what was wrong with them. Told them I did. And I said, you've got some irritants in your feet because I've never been this. Well, frankly, I'll tell it all. Oklahoma State has had 5 veterinarians in on this. And I made universities happy with me, from A&M to Missouri to Oklahoma State to California to Iowa State to Georgia. And but they knew after they talked to me that I wasn't just a Southwest Missouri farm boy. Is that okay? And so I said, let's go to the hay barn. I said, bust that bale. They broke it. I looked at it, I said, get the next one. I don't know, 3, 4, 5. They opened it up, and there's a whole bunch of Cantharides beetles. I said, that's what's causing your trouble. They were disturbed. I said, now, I'm going home. I told them how to modify their feeding program to live with it. And they said, not till you do the surgery. So I did 2, and I said, goodbye. Frankly, I'd forgotten about those days. I had those kinds of successes in horse farms, horse ranches, cattle ranches, feedlots. And I never cared too much about talking about them. But I can't apologize for the ability God gave me. And I don't. But last night when we were praying, I got sicker and more pain. And all this started coming up about Newcastle. And I said, oh my God. I remember that. You know what? It's a bunch of dead words. A bunch of dead words. And God brought me to repentance. dead works are sins. Always. Turn to Romans 3, 25 and 26. You people don't believe what I teach you. You don't believe what the Bible teaches you. All you believe is, I'm sorry. I'm forgiven. I'm not going to say. Amen.
Ready?
Yeah, what's 25 say?
Whom God has set forth to be appropriation. Propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God.
Whoa. For the remission of sins, what?
That are past.
That are past. What's next?
Through the forbearance of God.
Forbearance of God. He put them off. He puts them off. He puts them off. He puts them off. He puts them off. But one day, he will deal with that sin in you. And you might have to tell the neighbor. And you might think that they're going to think you're just boasting about what you've done. And I didn't have to. I let what I did speak for itself. But it was sin. And last night, after, that was 1969, by the way. January, February, cold, snowing. Who wants to drive to Oklahoma City when it's snowing? Especially get up at 2 in the morning. You got a warm bed in McKinney. You don't need the money. And you don't need the fame. They already heard about me. But God said, go on. Go on. One day, I'm going to use this. By the way, this is 1969. They had a bull they paid $303,000 for. You want to know what kind of ragtag bunch it was? That'd be a lot today, wouldn't it? And don't say it. That'd make a lot of good beef. I had a bull once that was, that I'd given some medication to, and I stand watching him, and he shook his head like that, and I thought, wait a minute. He did it again. I said, get an altar on him now. And I went for some medication before they could. Well, they had the halter on him, but he started going crazy. They held him. I grabbed his tail, hit a vein under his tail, him jumping up, going wild. And when he collapsed to the ground, some fool said, this will make a lot of good beefsteak.
I said hamburger.
Oh, I had my trials before I got the water of life. But the bull lived by the grace of God. Anyway, God's dealing with that dead work. You know why? Because dead works have to be repented of, be dealt with. They're sins. God puts them off. Forbears. Sins of the past. Remission. Of sins, right?
Right.
That he might do what? Let's read it.
To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus.
Declare. His righteousness. Declare His righteousness. To just, be just, but to justify those of us that believe. That's what He's after, is to justify us just like we are perfect. Well, if you've never sinned, you got something going for you.
Well, huh? I see this happening in my own life. And, you know, you and I have had a couple fun years, but the sins would come up that God forbear. And I see what He's doing is He's giving me His righteousness and getting rid of mine, which isn't anything.
Hmm.
But it's not always so fun.
You mean that's going on at the arena?
That's why they call it the arena.
Isn't that amazing? You see, I've told you. Don't ever get yourself. God has a record of every dead work you and I ever committed. And you can say they're covered by the blood. You can say they're forgiven. You can plead the blood. You can do everything in the world. But when God exposes them, they'll kill you. If you don't get...
Or anybody standing within 6 feet.
But, I mean... Did you know dead works are dead, and inside you, you're going to feel like you're the deadest person that was ever alive. And you know what? The kingdom of God, cannot work through you until they're dealt with. Matthew 6:33. I think maybe the second or third scripture that God started talking to, ministering to me in 1970. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Somebody else want to speak the next three words? You got it. And His righteousness. Not just the kingdom. And His righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. Right?
Doesn't Isaiah say, and their righteousness shall be of me?
Yes, saith the Lord. Right. Yeah. Not having our own righteousness, but the righteousness which is in faith. But, thank God. Well, anyway, I didn't know I was going to give this as an example. Of a very successful thing that I did. That was a dead work. Folks, if it's not by the Spirit, it's a dead work. And the dead works will one day bring you to your knees. You'll say, oh my God, I feel so terrible. I'm doing all these great things. And I've never felt more like a water bug drowned. Thank God.
Kind of reminds me of eating tainted pork.
Tainted pork?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be...
Bad sausage, yeah.
Oh, bad sausage. Well, that is pork, isn't it?
Yeah.
I heard a demon once say, no pork, no bacon, no pork, no bacon. And I sure thought that was safe. I I thought they both came from a hog. Okay. Would one of my boys like to come up here and rescue me? Amen. Thank you.
By this time, oh, let thou at peace with thee be possible.
Let's go. Thank you.
God bless you. See you at 6. Thank you.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.